Singer-songwriter Bad Bunny, one of the largest celebrities in the world, just called out Ice at the 68th Grammys Awards and got a standing ovation in front of millions of viewers. He is using his star power, his leverage, to hold this administration accountable. This is after weeks of people protesting in negative 10 degree weather. This is after weeks of the administration trying to lie to our faces about what we saw on video. And now we are finally inching towards accountability because public pressure can turn into leverage, especially ahead of a contested election. Jared Schult points out, Bad Bunny just called for ICE to stop harassing our communities after winning a Grammy. Woke is back. You see people protesting en masse. You see celebrities speaking out like Bad Bunny and Bruce Springsteen wrote a new song for Renee Nicole Good and for Alex Preddy. People care. People are showing up. And just yesterday, on Saturday, you saw multiple shock elections happen in the state of Texas where Democrats gained power in strong Trump districts. People are changing their minds. Let's listen to Bad Bunny. I also want to point out, Bad Bunny is slated to be the main performer at Super Bowl's halftime show in less than a month, in just a few weeks from now. The Super Bowl halftime show will feature Bad Bunny, who may have a similar message at America's most beloved event. Take a look at this clip. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed, whether you're on Facebook or you're on YouTube. It helps a lot. Thank you.
Before I say thanks to God, I'm gonna say eyes out. We're not savage, we're not animals, we're not aliens, we are humans, and we are Americans. Also, I want to say to the people, I know it's tough to know, not to hate on these days, and I was thinking, sometime we get contaminados. I don't know how to say that in English. The hate get more powerful with more hate. The only thing that is more powerful than hate is love. So, please, we need to be different. If we fight, we have to do it with love. We don't hate them. We love our people, we love our family, and that's the way to do it. With love. Don't forget that, please. Thank you.
What a beautiful, beautiful message. He says at the beginning, we are not savages, we are not aliens, we are humans, and we are Americans. And you see how ICE has been treating people, not only people who are non-citizens or undocumented, but a 7-year-old got pepper sprayed at a protest earlier. And when I saw this video, it really reminded me, when I saw his speech, it really reminded me of this video, because you see a 7-year-old crying after getting pepper sprayed, and you see the sign that the 7-year-old made as well. And the sign that the 7-year-old made had a heart on it, multiple hearts. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. She drew a dozen different hearts on the sign because she came with love. She loves people who are in this country and want to make it better. And yet she gets pepper sprayed by people who are hateful, who want to disperse the protesters. So that's part of Bad Bunny's message. And I really do appreciate that. You see celebrities speaking out en masse. Andrew Schultz went viral yesterday for speaking out against ICE. Now, this one is different. Bad Bunny is a part of an affected community. He is a minority. Andrew Schultz, in this case, is somebody who enabled and allowed Donald Trump on his platform and is now running with his tail tucked behind his legs because he realizes it might be bad for his revenue.
Let's talk about what happened in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. ICE murdered an American citizen in cold blood, and then the Trump administration called him a domestic terrorist.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, plain and simple.
Yeah.
I see the administration trying to spin it. And it's fucking disgusting. Yeah. It's like they didn't even have a moment where they're like, hey, we're reviewing the footage. We're going to try to see what's really happening. All of them, Trump and all the cronies, put out collective statements that immediately blamed an American citizen that was exercising his First and Second Amendment rights. Right? He has the right to protest. He has the right to carry a firearm. He's a legal gun owner, right? Mm-hmm. There's no question about this whatsoever. And the administration immediately comes out and they try to gaslight the public, which you cannot do when we have 15 different videos of what happened.
Yes.
And
that is what they do, though.
But that is what they do.
Yeah.
And I think that governments have probably been doing this for centuries, millennia. And now you have a public that is armed with phones and we can see what actually fucking happened. And you're not going to just lie to us, plain and simple. Like,
what he's saying is true. The government has always historically lied. But dude, the lying that's happening in this administration is unprecedented in modern American history. This administration will lie to our eyes right before the investigation even begins, right after Alex Pretty is assassinated, and say that he is a domestic terrorist. They are pepper spraying 7-year-olds, detaining 5-year-olds, breaking the ribs of 79-year-olds, and that's why Bad Bunny had to come out and say, ICE needs to stop harassing our communities. We're not savages. Stop treating people like savages. You know, there is a middle ground here, too. If somebody is here and has committed a slew of crimes, and they came here through the wrong way, they are undocumented and have committed crime after crime after crime in a violent way, sure, you can deport people like that. But the Trump administration is not doing that. They are reallocating funds towards people who are here to have a better life. They are reallocating funds towards farm workers, towards parents and grandparents and abuelas. Literally, 80-year-old grandmas getting deported and separated for zero reason, never able to see their family again. And that is why Bad Bunny's message is so strong today. I really do think this could be a tipping point, a turning point, so to speak. You know, the Epstein files show that this administration lacks transparency. The economic numbers obviously aren't doing too well, but it wasn't until the shooting of Alex Pretty, really the shooting of Renee Nicole Good was the catalyst. But after Alex Pretty, that one broke through to so many of my apolitical friends. People like Andrew Schultz, I wouldn't even call him apolitical. He interviewed Trump, but he's more of a comedian. He's a famous comedian podcaster who now wades in on politics, and he changed his mind on Trump within 1 year. And spoiler alert, it's only going to get worse. Bad Bunny spoke at the Grammys, used his leverage to call out this administration, used his star power to hold them accountable, and is going to do it again at the Super Bowl, likely causing a massive backlash. But this isn't where all of the work is done. A lot of the work will come down to us organizing, going out there and busting our ass to vote, make sure we have our friends and family voting, make sure we are protesting, having our voice heard, continuing to spread our message in a unified way. This, along with the general strike, along with the leverage gained by Congress, along with Democrats threatening to impeach Kristi Noem, all of this in unison will work together to give us leverage and show the American people who is fighting for them. So I love you all. Continue to fight. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It's the best way to help independent media. I'll see you all in the next video. Have a great night.